At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All holiday season, Walk 97.5 has teamed up with Lexus of Smithtown because we want to highlight local businesses. It's Anna and Raven.
Bernice Ferringer is the owner at Stony Brook Chocolate in Stony Brook Village Center. Raven and I were there last week. You're busy, which is fantastic. But Bernice, be honest with me. Those chocolate bombs, are you sick of making them because they're so trendy right now?
Not sick of it, just wish I had more hours in the day to keep up with the orders.
So they've become like this viral sensation, those chocolate bombs. And obviously, you're a chocolate store, so you have every kind of delicious chocolate. I think I gained 3 pounds after being in your store. But these chocolate bombs, you put them in the warm milk, and then they just dissolve, and they kind of explode, and they're made so beautifully with like marshmallows inside and all that. When did they go viral and become such a big hit?
In November was the first I heard about it. If it went before that, I don't know. But my sister from Connecticut called me and said, "You got to make these." I said, "Why would I make those?"
Yeah, you were like, stupid idea. Oh, wait, now they're like printing money, right? Bernice, I mean, it was staggering how busy you guys were when we went inside that day. By the way, I tried both the white and the dark bark. They were both delicious.
Oh, thank you.
The cashews and the macadamia clusters, those were also fantastic. Mm. And the paws, forget it. I'm bringing a box of those paws home next time.
Okay.
When people are coming in, obviously it's delicious chocolate, but what have you seen to be the number one holiday seller that people are picking up?
A lot of small chocolate, like stocking stuffers and small gifts for coworkers and teachers and things like that. Baskets and Santas and chocolate covered pretzels we put together in different packaging. We have a little mailbox with a chocolate letter to Santa in it. So the smaller items seem to be very popular this year.
You see mail order gifts that you can find, Anna, at different places. But when you go into a place and actually make a selection for people, that always feels more personal when you get a box like that. It says, well, they were out running about and they thought of me. And I tell you, I mean, again, I could eat it. We had to get the box away from you. You had to put it in the back seat because you ate half of it on the way home.
Oh, it's true. I texted Raven. I go, I just had to put that box in the back seat because it was like I could not
stop. She was shaking.
Yeah.
Shaking.
And what Raven and I realized while we were there, too, is that, you know, you're an artist. You think about, like, being a chocolatier,
truly.
But, like, you make incredible art. How did you get started on that?
Yeah, we do chocolate paintings and chocolate portraits, too. Most of my life, I was a baker and a cake decorator, and I just recently moved into chocolate a few years ago. And I also have some nieces who are tremendously artistically talented, and they did a lot of the stuff that's in the store, too. So it's really nice that the next generation is picking up on it.
Raven, wow. If you ever commission a painting of me, I want it to
make
be
it
in chocolate. Yeah.
That's a great idea, actually.
All right, Bernice, we do something called a speed round. We're just going to ask you some rapid-fire, very silly questions. There's no right or wrong answer. Just go ahead and answer us as quickly as you can. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay.
Bernice, when you eat a chocolate figurine, do you start at the head or the feet?
Head.
Wow, no mercy.
Can you put an entire chocolate bomb in your mouth at once?
No.
What is your favorite sweet?
Chocolate, raspberry, anything.
Do you ever get sick of chocolate?
Not yet.
Are your employees encouraged to eat their spills?
Yes.
Are they also allowed to lick their fingers?
No.
Oh, then I guess I'm not going
to work
year.
There.
Yeah. Do you think white chocolate feels inferior to other chocolates?
Not at all.
Oh.
Largest thing you've ever made out of chocolate?
Just that 3-foot Santa.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a house. I so wanted it to be the house.
We talked earlier about how artistic you are and able to do this, but who is actually your favorite artist?
Van Gogh.
Well, I'll take a bite right out of the ear of that.
He was made of chocolate. All right, you can visit Bernice at Stony Brook Chocolate in Stony Brook Village Center, or you can visit them online at stonybrookchocolate.com. Trust me, you will not regret it.